Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host M. Saraswati, and today we have with us Narayan Mahadevan, founder of Bridge Labs. Now, amidst the coronavirus outbreak, all of us are going for online skilling or e-learning programs. There are live sessions held, whereas there are also recorded sessions being offered by a lot of entities. Now, which one should we choose? Let us hear from Narayan Mahadevan to hear his thoughts. Hi, Narayan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me in.
So first of all, you know, what are these live training sessions and how relevant do you think these are?
So basically, if we are looking at an outcome is that out of this learning, I am going to use it successfully in my job or to get a job, then it is important that I have I have direct interaction with the mentor, right? In a pre-recorded session, it actually gets into the area where you need to have very high level of motivation, right? And there are doubts, there are areas that you want clarity, it becomes a challenge. So outcomes are generally not seen. If you look at plenty of MOOC programs, even conducted by MIT and Harvard and others, right, there is 75% dropout before even the classes have begun, right? And less than 5 to 10% finish the whole program, right? And these are conducted by fantastic university, fantastic professors, right? So basically, you know, if I go deeper into it, you know, I see that there are two kinds of professional people, right? One who are entering the profession and one who are experienced in the profession. To some extent, pre-recorded can help the people who are experienced because they have some knowledge. But those who are entering, it becomes a huge challenge for them if they are not guided in a live session. That is where the problem of dropout happens. So if I elaborate further, if you look at it, India has 10 million people entering the workforce every year, right? According to the studies, right? Million people in engineering alone, right? If these people who are entering the workforce, right, if they are not guided in a live session by the real industry mentors, how that will help?
So when it comes to live sessions, you know, your doubt clearing also happens instantly, right? That also could be one of the advantages.
Absolutely. The live session, the doubt clearing happens. Here also one important aspect is that if the live session is happening, what is the ratio of the mentor to the learner? That also is important. When it becomes like a huge number, 1:50, 1:100, then again, it becomes a challenge. Then there is no difference between a live session and a pre-recorded session because you are disengaged. So it is important that it is live session. It is important that the ratios are properly, you know, between the mentor to the learner so that the mentor can address in the live session itself the questions that are raised, the doubts that are raised. In a way, be a coach to solve this problem if you're focused on an outcome.
Okay. But, you know, we also end up taking up a lot of programs from abroad as well, wherein, you know, the time difference kind of makes it difficult for us to log in. Wouldn't recorded kind of be helpful because it gives us the convenience of checking the content at whatever time we want?
In fact, Bridge Labs has a program where, students from Singapore and other countries attend this program. Now, here the interesting thing is that the way when we surveyed the students, right, we realized that they want a live session, but they want the recording of the live session also to give them that flexibility. If they are not able to attend, they have the recording of live session that is there with them, which helps them. The second thing, what they like about the live session is that in a pre-recorded session, right, a course that can take 30 days can also take 90 days to 180 days. Whereas in a live session, you are forced to practically practice every day to be ready for the next day. So in a way, you are able to achieve your outcome and your learnings in a defined time.
Okay.
So they want both, right? So they want live plus a pre-recording, the recording of the live session, so that in case they are not able to attend, they want that flexibility. So both should be an option to look at.
But would this also differ depending on the type of program that, you know, is in focus, or what is the kind of intensity that is required? Because if it is something that is purely very theoretical, then that is probably something that I can just understand just looking at some recorded videos.
I think said and done, right? If the session does not have any interaction, even theoretical concept, right? If it doesn't have interaction with the group members and the mentor, how can your mind explode just by listening to the recordings? If it is a 5-minute video that gives an introduction, and you are already having a live session happening somewhere in your college, and this is a repeated thing that you're looking at, it maybe it can help. Yeah, but today we have so many supplementary courses where you have university course supported by a supplementary course. There I do not debate that it won't work. It might work because you already have a live session going somewhere. But where you want to get that skill to get some outcome, right? In that scenario, you are having this only session that you are having, then it produces that challenge.
Just one last question from my side. So would you think, is there any ideal mix that should be there between live and recorded, say 40-60 or say 70-30?
I personally believe that you need to have live sessions. And let me give you quite a few different parameters, right, from a BridgeLab perspective, because we do this all the time, right? It is not only live session, right? When we look at outcome, we need to look at that it needs to be live session. It needs to have the recordings of the live session so I can refer it at any point of time. It needs to be conducted by the industry mentor. Otherwise, the content is not delivered properly. It needs to have a good ratio of where an industry mentor can become a coach, literally looking at it, each individual, and answering their queries. So there are many factors that gets into the success. Just because I have a live session and it is like a webinar where I'm giving it to 1,000, I don't believe that, there and recording is pre-recorded, both have the same level of impact. But if you really look at an impactful live session, then these are the criteria to actually look at the success. So pre-recording cannot be ignored, but they need to be supplemented with the live session. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Thank you, Narayan. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.
So I'm sure you listeners would have a lot of doubts cleared about which is the kind of training that you should opt for amidst the coronavirus outbreak. With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you want us to cover any topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.